As many of you know, Friday was the feast of St. Blaise, one of the church's ancient bishops. It has been a custom for centuries of the blessing of throats on his feast day, remembering a miracle that he had performed on his way to martyrdom, curing a boy who was choking. So since this is the cold and flu season with all kind of bugs and everything else, for those who wish to stay behind, what we'll do is at the end of Mass, after the closing prayer and final blessing, Deacon and I will then proceed down the aisle, but then come back into the sanctuary for those who want to stay for the blessing of throats, which we're going to do in honor of St. Blaise after Mass today. Following last week's gospel passage of the Beatitudes from Christ's great Sermon on the Mount, today we have the Lord reminding us that we are to be something in order to do something. To be something in order to do something. We have gone from hearing the Lord say last week, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are the pure in heart, etc. Today he's telling us, you are something. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He says this to each and every one of us, called by him. As he said, you did not choose me, I chose you to be both disciples and to be missionaries. Disciples that were called by Christ to learn from him, his words, his example, to be filled with his Holy Spirit so that he can send us out to bring others to him by our words and by our deeds. St. Paul said, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, sometimes we think that perhaps we can inspire other people by elegant words. St. Paul says no. We think we can do it by gracious manners, by charming good looks or charming personalities, but that doesn't work. Instead, we must know something about Christ and him crucified, which means that we bring others to Christ only by sacrifice. It's by sacrificing ourselves. Giving up something we enjoy, giving up in particular the sinful things that we find ourselves inclined to, resisting sinful corruption and being something, doing something that is worthy of the name Christian. Many times it takes heroic effort, which is part of that sacrifice. Salt. We know a great deal about seasoning in this area. We love it. And we know that salt draws out flavor. It enhances the taste. It preserves food. It's a wonderful thing. In the Old Testament, everything that was offered to God was to be seasoned with salt for two reasons. First of all, it removed impurities. And secondly, it preserved things from corruption. So removing impurities and preserving from corruption. When it comes to light, at the beginning of creation, we hear the word of God saying, let there be light. And light was there. God calls the universe into being, an order out of chaos, with light. Light becomes a symbol of God himself, who is the light of the world, the light of heaven, indeed, the light of life. You and I, my brothers and sisters, as believers, as Jesus himself said, are indeed the salt of the earth. We give a greater flavor, a deeper meaning to all of human life, all human work, all human experience, all human values. We are to be preserved ourselves from corruption, the corruption of sin, and to also preserve the world from that same corruption. That's what Christ has called us to do. As the light of the world, we are to bring wisdom to others by the words that we speak, the actions that we perform, the people that we are. I mean, look at our world. We see the great sadness and consequences of darkness and corruption trying to overtake our lives. When you look outside, what do you see? So many people who refuse to acknowledge God as Creator and Father, refuse to acknowledge Christ as Savior, people who refuse to pray, people who refuse quite simply to serve the Lord, a disrespect for legitimate authority, people engaging in lies and deceit, sexual impurity, immorality and perversion, jealousy, greed, hatred, divisions, wars, and so on. As I once read, this is described as the vomit of demons, which is precisely what it is. the vomit of Satan himself. Christ wants us to live in a different way, to acknowledge God as Father and Creator, to acknowledge Christ as Savior and Lord. He wants us to be a people of prayer, who serve Him, who repent of our sinfulness, who bring about good. Rather than seeing the things that we find in the world, the breakdown of the family, breakdown of society, to have strong family ties and family bonds, to build up a good and decent society where people actually live to assist one another and do good things for one another, to respect legitimate authority, to be people of truth, of purity, of holiness, and to be a people of generosity who bring about communion rather than division, who seek peace. We as Christians are called by Christ to do that. If we don't take the gospel seriously, if we don't take the church seriously, if we don't follow or practice the words of Christ into the church, we don't seek Christ, we don't seek to be holy ourselves and to bring His life into the world, then we're complicit. We're part of that darkness ourselves. We are to blame. But that's not who we are. Christ Himself said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." If salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are that light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do you light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. You put it on a lampstand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In our case, lights to the world as Christ shines through us. That light must shine before others that they may see our good deeds and glorify, not us, but glorify our Heavenly Father. This is all the power of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul said. Nothing with human wisdom, but something on faith in the power of God. What does He want us to do? As Isaiah said so beautifully, simply be people of generous hearts, sharing what we have with those in need, taking care of the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when we see them, not turning our back on our own, but assisting one another. Then your light, Isaiah says, shall break forth like the dawn, and the wounds shall be quickly healed. Your vindication shall go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. You call and He will answer, "Here I am." That's all He's asking us to do. To remove from our midst oppression, false accusation, lies, deceit, malicious speech, and so on. Bestowing our bread on the hungry, satisfying the afflicted. And then that great light will shine in the darkness. And Jesus says, a bad tree produces bad fruit. The good tree produces good fruit. It is lives of righteousness, Jesus says, and goodness and charity that others will come to know us as His disciples. The just man, the just woman, the righteous man, the righteous woman, as the psalm says, is a light in darkness for the upright. The just man, the just woman, a light in darkness for the upright. May we be that salt, preventing the corruption of individuals, preventing the corruption of our families, of society. May we be that light, ablaze with the fire of the love of God. May our conduct clearly demonstrate the love, the life, the very light of Christ that burns so brightly, or should, within each and every one of us.